This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Welcome to Behind the Influence, a production of iHeartRadio and TDC Media.
But the greatest thing I had heard recently was like things you're curious about. Instead of like, what are you passionate about? It's passionate, sort of fleeting. It's like, I'm passionate about this. And then tomorrow I'm like, man, I'm so passionate about it. But like, what are you curious about? Like, you know what I'd like to see? Like, maybe it'd be kind of cool if, wouldn't it be neat? I wonder if like all those thoughts will lead you to your destiny. Came in to meet him and he was like, oh my gosh, Michael Carbonaro, I love your show. And I was like, whoa, I have like a name in Hollywood? Like, he knows me? I find that the best, most genuine stuff really is the stuff that just kind of rings in your heart that you're like, I would like to do this, or maybe I would like to do this. I think this might be neat. You've got to follow that.
He's a magician. He's a comedian. He's an all-around entertainer, people. Michael Carbonaro's in the house.
Welcome.
Oh, well, no, you welcome.
No, you.
So what came first for you, magic or comedy?
Magic, but first was special effects. You know, like I was really into special effects and makeup as a kid, like maybe 13 years old. I mean, I did magic earlier than that. Like when I was like 8, I played with tricks and stuff. But when I was like, when I grow up, I want to be a special effects makeup artist for the movies. I was sure of it. And I just loved horror. I loved makeup and Halloween and special effects. And that was it. Tom Savini, who's a makeup artist who did like Friday the 13th and Creepshow. He had a book on special effects makeup that was literally like my very first, I call it my first magic book, because it's the same. There's like so many special effects tricks that are tricks, you know, movie tricks. And especially right. Older movies where it was all practical effects, where it wasn't computer generated. So you had to like pull off these tricks and gags. And he would speak like a magician and the effect. And I learned magic and special effects were sort of like the same thing. So I was sure I was going to do it, was buying special effects supplies at a local magic shop. I also was watching Copperfield, so it was kind of layering. And I started like buying some tricks and watching the magicians there. And I found my love of performing through magic.
Got it.
So like special effects is sort of, even though magic is sort of dorky, you're alone learning things yourself a lot, practicing in front of the mirror and stuff. But special effects is very, you know, isolated. It's a solid, you're in the basement playing with clay and it's
so specific.
Meditative. Yeah. No, but with magic, you're out there performing for somebody and you get a reaction and it starts to turn into a relationship. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, and that's where I discovered, wow, I really like entertaining. So it really went from the grand scheme, it went from special effects to magic, which brought me to performing. Went to NYU thinking I was going to be the next David Copperfield.
By the way, you NYU is incredible. Tish?
Yeah,
I mean, like,
bless you.
No, bless you. Bless you.
Bless you.
No, bless you. Okay, so I rudely interrupted you. So then NYU.
NYU. I went to NYU just with the thoughts of becoming the next David Copperfield. And I found my love of acting and even serious acting. I was like, oh, I want to be like Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
I want to do like those really cool
roles. I saw your acting
reel,
by the way. Excellent.
Thank you. And so then I was like, okay, no special effects, no magic. I want to be an actor. And then I was like, and I started doing stand-up, too. So I was like, so I want to be comedy. I like doing comedy acting, but also serious acting. I want to do both, like a Johnny Depp kind of guy. Like, I was like, this is, or Tom Hanks.
Just like Tom Hanks.
You know, yeah, Tom Hanks, because he's like,
he's good.
His early stuff's super funny and goofy and nutty, but then he gets into the serious stuff later. I'm like, or Robin Williams, a lot of the comedians are like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So That was the plan. And then I started to kind of, I've always had like a love-hate relationship with magic. Where?
Why? Because of the stigma?
Yeah.
Was that it? That's why?
Yeah. There was sort of like, you know, you can't go, you go to like a, I don't think people really understood, like, he's a magician, but he's also an actor. Or he's an actor and a magician. That just seems like, oh.
Because when you think magician, you think, like, nerd
yep.
in the, you know, basement.
Yep. Uncle Goofball.
Right.
Making a coin
like,
to
let
spear.
Me show you a trick.
Yeah.
No, but.
Clown. I was a clown once.
Oh.
So I was performing for, like, birthday parties.
At what age?
13.
That is so funny. When I was 8, yeah. I made my parents pay me to perform at my sister's 5th birthday party.
What did you do?
I yelled at everyone the whole time. It was so mean. I dressed up.
Wow.
I dressed up like a clown, and I like did this lollipop trick where they had to guess which one had red marker on the bottom. And when the kid guessed the wrong one, which I don't know how that's magic, by the way, I yelled at the kid for and made them cry.
Good. I know the feeling.
I was moody.
I've done a lot of birthday parties.
I was so moody.
I stepped on a kid's fingers once on purpose. They were so mean. I was doing a bar mitzvah.
Wait. You
so
see? Wait, whoa, hold on.
I made it look like an accident, Your Honor.
I did. Guilty.
They were so mean. They were just brutal.
You just reminded me of Ryan Reynolds for like 2 seconds. When you said, I saw Deadpool.
Oh, yeah.
But you did it again.
I did?
Now you're doing it on purpose.
I wasn't doing it on purpose.
But it was like a Deadpool moment.
Oh.
You kind of resemble him a little bit.
I get that. So let me get this straight. Ryan Reynolds looks down too?
Stop. You just made another face like him. I'm leaving.
All right. Well,
are you doing
look,
it on purpose?
I'm not.
You're
I
a good
swear.
Actor. That's
Thank
the bottom
you.
Line.
That
Hashtag
is the top line.
Tish.
Yeah. I like that.
Hashtag Tish.
Well, I'm going to use that in the show.
You
like if I have a moment where I like.
And I'm getting an executive producer
tish.
Credit when you do that.
Okay.
Just for the hashtag though. The rest of the show you can have.
Yeah.
Cool?
Sure.
Well, who else do you got?
Dave Chappelle.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Speaking of Dave Chappelle.
Someone on the TV show one time was sure they knew who I was because I'm doing a hidden camera show and she was like talking to me and she's like, I know you. You have a show. You're Dave. And I'm like, no. She's like, I know this show. I'm like, Dave. She's like, Chappelle. So she thought
no
I was.
No way.
She didn't think I was Dave Chappelle. She just confused the name.
You look like somebody I know.
Who's that?
His name is Dave. I was going to say, hi, Dave.
Oh, hi. No, my name's Stuart.
Oh, my God.
Huh? Oh, nice to meet you.
Oh, my God.
Who am I? Who is Dave?
Oh, my. You are I can't believe this.
What?
I can't believe this.
What can't you believe? Am I somebody
I
you know?
I watch you all the time.
You do? My name's not Dave.
It's David.
Is it?
It's something.
Something. I'm going to show you something that, and you'll know what show it is.
I know what show it is. It's the magic show.
What's it called?
Oh, my God. Is it Dave?
It's Dave. The Dave.
Chappelle.
Show.
Magic show.
The Dave Chappelle magic show. That's me.
Oh, my God.
That is me.
In my hometown.
Right here in your hometown.
So cool.
Right? How many people can say I have had the Dave Chappelle magic show in my local library?
I'm having a hot flash.
I'm having a hot flash.
This is so good.
Speaking of Dave, Sir Dave Chappelle, how's he doing? Your buddy?
He's my buddy?
Yeah.
I didn't even know. I haven't heard from him in years. I was on his show.
Hello. Yeah. That's a big deal.
It was a big deal.
Was that? Would you call that one of your big breaks?
No.
No.
I don't think so. I mean, it didn't
when
really...
you like look back on your career, what was the moment you were like, I can actually do this and make a lot of money and be really successful? You had to have like a moment.
The moment where I felt like I was like, oh my God, I think I made it was when Peter Weller, who was directing an episode of Rush Hour, which is this TV show. And I'm like, oh my God, RoboCop is directing this episode. Yeah. And I'm going to be, I had a part on the show. I got cast and I came in to meet him and he was like, oh my gosh, Michael Carbonaro, I love your show. And I was like,
that's really cool.
I was like, whoa, I have like a name in Hollywood. Like, he knows me? That was it. And I had already
but
had the show
so
for
cool.
years, but it was just that. Because it was the two worlds kind of coming together. I was like kind of in this little, you know, bucket of doing the TV show. Right. And then there was also my like Hollywood, you know, acting roles that were like on hold in a different bucket. So when I came back to that and he knew that, I kind of realized that crossover, it was really astounding. Like, he said my last name. Yeah. Came out of his mouth. It wasn't like, oh, who are you? Oh, yes, right, I've heard of you. It was like, Michael Carbonaro,
so
I love
cool.
your show. I was like, whoa.
That's a moment
That was
sure.
it. Yeah.
That's a moment for sure. So piggybacking off of what you just said, like you have different worlds, right? Like
yeah.
you know.
Now I'm trying. yeah.
Okay, well, I can't do it. I'm going to stop trying.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Let's keep going down your journey, right? So you had that big moment. You finally realized this is really real.
Yeah.
Right? Then what?
Yeah, you know, I still don't know if I quite really.
But
get
people
it.
Recognize like, you everywhere, I'm sure.
Yep.
So you go from one day having this great show.
Yeah.
Because I mean, at the end of the day, there's a lot of people with great shows, but unfortunately, it's really hard to make it on television. But you have, right?
Yeah.
So
do you know, like, when you're saying that, I'm even like, really? I swear, I'm just.
I'm sure. I'm
but going out on tour and seeing them people at the meet and greet when they fan out and they're talking about how much they love the show and they watch it with their families and yeah. They've been watching it for so long and they're like naming things that I've said and I'm like, whoa, I like start to really feel that.
Yeah.
What is sort of like a kind of a cultural impact? And I'm like,
for
whoa.
Sure.
You know, when I see the little kids who send me stuff, like my kid got into magic because of you. I'm like, what? So like, that was me with Copperfield. So I was, yeah. it really...
But that's something that I really love about you too is that you've kind of made... I was... contemplating not even saying this because I didn't want you to think that I think magic's not cool, but you've
right.
kind of made it cool again. Do you take offense to that?
No, like, I think that's cool.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
And I think that, yeah, and it needs it.
You've made it fun and cool and edgy.
Magic has a stigma, for sure. And the thing about magic is it is a little, it is dorky, you know, and there are a lot of bad magicians, much the same as there are, you know, bad everything, bad singers, bad, you know, artists, bad actors, but... with magicians, a lot of people kind of get their first impression. Like, you don't see a magician all the time. So, like, maybe someday you saw a magician perform and they were terrible, and then that's your view of magicians forever, because that's just, like, how the terrible, prejudiced human brain works. But, like, you know, there have been some magicians along the way that really have brought, you know, a level of artistry. And
but there's so few. There are so
few you magicians.
Like, can you name? I mean, you can name, but I can name maybe two.
Who can you name as magicians?
Chris Angel.
Okay.
And what's the other guy that just David Copperfield?
There you go.
That's it.
Okay.
Right.
And what do you when you think of them? You think of them as what?
as Vegas performers.
Vegas performers.
Like,
yeah.
Literally, that's what, right. I think, unfiltered.
But
that's
you,
what I'm...
Like magical, commercial faces. Like, when you think of, like, famous modern magicians.
Michael Carbonaro.
Oh, right. Thank you.
That's the only one.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, like, I think you're really doing something very different. And you've created your own lane for yourself. Like, I can't compare you to any other comedian or any other magician. Was there a moment in your career, because obviously right now you're really, really successful, but there had to be a day that you were like, I don't think this is for me, I want to quit. Because it's a brutal industry. Like, it's not easy, especially when you're creating your own brand or lane.
Oh, man.
Nobody knows what to think of you or what bucket to put you in.
Right. Every other day.
Really?
Yeah.
That's an honest answer.
Yeah. I could never get away from it because I love performing. And when I'm on stage and I'm like having that vibe with the crowd and shooting energy out and it's shooting back and then it turns into that perfect kind of show where we're on a ride together, yeah. I go like complete zen and I'm like, this, I never want to do anything else in my entire life. So, you know, I fantasize about like hiding out in Vermont and like painting contact lenses, because you know they still paint contact lenses for the movies, like those horror contact lenses are still hand painted, and I'm like obsessed with contact lenses and like how they paint them for the movies, and I'm like, I'm gonna hide in Vermont and leave the business and just paint contact lenses.
Why do you want that? Because it's too chaotic, or because it's overwhelming, or there's a shitty day?
Well,
what's the reason behind wanting to hide away?
Yeah, all of those things have come into play with wanting to hide away, and maybe even the momentum has got, you know, I came into doing the show and having this fame way after I had already accepted that it wasn't going to happen, really. Yeah. Like, I really finally was like, I moved out to L.A., wanted to be an actor, came out to L.A. from New York to just kind of drop magic and really focus on acting. But then I got into The Castle and, you know, then I was on The Tonight Show and the magic became big. And then
I was on The Tonight Show, he says.
No,
so
really.
So casually.
No, I know.
That's
but that's
a big deal.
That was a big launch for me doing magic, was being on The Tonight Show. And magic sort of just started working in a way that was great. But before that, I had come out to L.A. I was getting guest stars on different TV shows. And I was married. I wasn't married yet, but I was with my husband, my now husband. But we had been together for almost 7 years. And I was like, I kind of had that mental moment where I was like, you know, we're just living in an apartment. He's an actor. I'm an actor. I'm like, I like this life. Like, if I don't ever get anywhere else other than this, this is awesome.
So you were willing to be like, I don't care if it doesn't work out. I love my life. That's a good place to be.
It was a great place to be.
They say that's when you kind of surrender.
I know.
That's when it all happens.
Yeah. And I think I was able to make a lot of decisions because there was like, you know, the popularity of me being on The Tonight Show and what I was doing was like, I got a lot of offers in a lot of different directions of like, to have my own show.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, it was huge. But I was able to say no to a lot of things that I definitely had to say no to. That, like, it 5 years earlier, I would have been like, sure, great, let's do it right now. Let's do it no matter what. But I'm like, no, I don't think I'm going to have control enough on that, or I don't think that's going to happen right. Let me just, and nothing else on the table. I'd be like, no, but that's not it.
That's such a good place to be.
It was a great place to be. Yeah.
Because I feel like they know when you're desperate. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You can feel it and smell it.
And taste it.
And touch it.
And feel it.
Diet Coke.
So refreshing.
Yeah.
Again, where do we go from here? Oh, okay. So I want to know how you got your show. Tell me about the moment you got that phone call. Because that had to be surreal.
I know. It's like, there. I think you're assuming that it was like, oh my God, I got a show kind of a moment. It was a lot different than that. It was very like, I had already, all right, so when I was on The Tonight Show, I was doing these segments of hidden camera magic. And each one of them was about, you know, 4 minutes long. And putting them together was brutal. It was really hard to come up with that kind of material that was going to work and fly and be able to tape and put it on the show. And every time I had to do a new segment, it was like, oh, friggy doodle. Holy Diet Coke, how am I gonna?
Okay, stop it, Reynolds.
No, really?
Again.
Goddamn. It was really hard to make those segments. So when it came to be that it was going to be a TV show of this ilk, I was immediately like, how am I possibly going to make like a number of episodes of this kind of material? This is going to be really hard. And so when we were going to do the pilot of the show, it was kind of like, you know, the pilot was happening and I was excited, but I was also like, how am I going to pull it? How am I going to get, and shooting the pilot, how am I going to make enough material to do this pilot? And is it going to work? Is it going to work as a TV show? And shooting the pilot.
Did you do a full-on pilot? Full episode?
Yeah. It all overlapped. Like, it was like, oh, you know, True TV was like, let's have you do a pilot and see what happens. But before we even aired the pilot, they triggered
13 more episodes.
And so then, flattering.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but.
But like 100 meetings later, probably, right?
No.
No?
No.
So you've got it, kid.
Thanks, man. Thanks, miss. The shooting the pilot was a brutal, awful, horrible, probably the worst week of my life. I had a horrible time in Georgia shooting. It was just tumultuous, so much pressure.
A lot of pressure.
Just everyone's wondering if it's going to work, including me probably more than anyone else. And I hated it. And I was like calling Peter, my husband, like every day. And I'm like, this is terrible. I don't ever want to do this. This is just not.
Was it just the pressure? Did you not like? Were you in it? Did you have creative control in any way?
Oh, tons.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
They were really great with that.
Good.
I mean, it was. They really saw what I was doing and were like, keep doing that. You know, like so. It's like a long road to simple with anything, right? Like with anything, it's a really long, hard road to make a very simple thing. And when it's done, it just looks clean and easy and simple. And especially because I'm doing tricks that look really simple. Someone comes in with their cell phone and I shake it and like, you know, a bug flies out of their cell phone. And they're like, oh, a bug, cell phone, easy. He could do it. He's a magician. And you're like, that took forever to figure that out and come up with it and then figure out how to, you know, like it's tricks I've never done before. So each moment was... It was tough. It wasn't like just writing lines, memorizing them in comedy. Like the manipulation that went along with it, the concepts, and now it's...
You're, in a way, you're acting. Like,
totally.
You're totally acting, not even in a way. But then there's comedic timing, too. It's not just like... You were doing everything.
And
everything show, you're doing everything.
Has to come in with, like, the complete reality for that person that this is actually happening.
And by the way,
whatever the encounter
how
is.
Do some of these people believe this stuff? Like, there was a... One that a fish came out of a fish stick or something. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
How does she actually believe that? And she was like inspecting. Is any of this, I won't tell anyone.
No, is never. Any it's of it never been faked, ever.
Wow.
Always 100% a real unsuspecting person being fooled by, and all bets are off with how I fool them, but they're being fooled. Like
right,
I
right.
will fool them however I need to. Okay. But that is a real unsuspecting person.
And you can tell.
That's right. Good. Whoa.
Wow, hey.
I guess it's still cooking.
Alive?
No, I think it's moving around. We don't want to be serving them, okay?
Understood.
Yeah.
Understood, yeah.
All right, so they said it's a real fresh... Yeah, so it's an oil...
Okay. Shut the up, man.
Come on.
Are you kidding me?
Come on.
No, is that thing is freaking alive.
I think that's a catfish.
It's like weaving them into it. It's like
right.
You can't... And that's sort of the trick is how do you do the tiny little thing, you know, that gets them like, oh, that's weird. And if
right.
that can happen, then the bigger thing happens. Oh, my God, now that happened.
Right.
Like if the fish stick wiggles a little on the plate, you're like, what? Did you just see that move? Like, that is so weird. Why that move? And then you, like, break it and a fish comes out. And I'm shocked.
I would
it's
be
right
shocked
there in
too.
Front of you. You
I
know,
take
it's
back
like,
everything I said.
Why wouldn't that
yeah.
be happening?
Initially, you'd be like, what the hell? Has there ever been a situation where it's backfired? Where somebody got pissed or like...
Some of the pranks, and I hate the word prank. Prank sounds mean, you know, like some
prank
of the...
Prank does sound
some
like
of
a
the,
bully.
Illusions. Yeah, the artistic illusion setups. Some of the tricks, some of them will like, if we bring someone in who's like, some of them I like will hire people out from like a temp agency. Mm-hmm. We'll call it and be like, oh, can you have someone come in and be a receptionist for me? And they'll come in as a receptionist, and then this thing just has to happen, you know, starts to happen, and then... I reveal like, oh, you know, this was a show, and usually it's great, but sometimes if you get that like somewhere over 40-year-old person who's like working at a temp agency that doesn't want to be working at a temp agency, and now they're like put in a situation where they're on a TV show, they're like, I didn't want to be on a TV show, and you're like, got it, no problem. So then they don't sign, and we don't show
them.
Oh,
so it's just been talent, basically, not nobody who you've, I don't want to say tricked.
Well, there was a scam when... it was too scary. Like, a lot of them get really scary, and I...
What was the scary one?
It was called Raven Man.
What did you do?
It was at an airport baggage claim late night.
Okay.
Right? Right, yeah. And the guy was coming in, and the premise was that, like, you know, these bags haven't been claimed in over 3 months, and if they don't get claimed in over 3 months, we have to put them into a warehouse and tag them, and then if they come in after a year, you know, they can still claim it. So we're just going through, and we opened up this weird box that looks like it really kind of didn't belong.
Was it a coffin?
Kind of. It was sort of like that Transylvanian, like, Dracula's coffin moment. It was like a wooden crate, and we heard, like, from inside, and I opened it up, and there was a raven in there, like, in a cage. And we're like, what the heck? No one picked this up? What's that? I don't know about the animal.
Yeah.
Like, I got to call the boss. This is crazy. There must be – you're not even supposed to ship animals or transport them this way. So then I left the room. And, well, the first step happened where we think like it's a do not feed on the Raven's cage. And while we were like filling out paperwork, and then we turned back after hearing some scratching, it like scratched out the word not. So it was like, do feed. I'm like, did he scratch that out? Is he trying to tell us to feed him? Like, what's going on? Is he a smart raven? I know they're smart, but did they know?
He's smart. Right? Did he go to Ivy League schools?
Yes. Is he a Tish raven?
Is he hashtag Tish?
So he's fictitious. Hey. So then I leave. As
that
I do.
That was the ugliest laugh. I'm sorry.
It's all right. It was beautiful. I leave and the box starts to shake and the front door flings open and the raven has vanished. And in its place is a naked man, right? With like big black weird eyes.
Wait, was he actually naked?
Yes. With feathers along his body. Well, they were kind of like featherous junk, you know?
Those.
And he kind of like, he looked scared to be there and like came out of the, and we've cast this amazing little dude and he was just like perfect. And he came out of the thing and ran off and people were freaked out. It just looked like,
so
it was like a shape shifting that like clearly this raven had turned into this man. It was a raven man.
Clearly.
Clearly. What else would you believe?
Yeah.
Hey, what the
Dude, the phone's not working downstairs in the sink.
Some dude just ran out of here.
What? Oh, shit.
Dude, I'm telling you, a guy just ran out of there, freaked out, half naked, wearing a, like, loincloth, and ran this way.
Okay.
Dude, I'm telling you, dude sitting in the kennel like this.
A dude.
A person looking very scared, naked, with, like, what looks like bird feathers on his junk, and just runs away.
But one dude like picked up, and the dude we showed on TV like picked up one of the stanchions and was gonna like hit the guy.
Get the back! I swear to God. Hey, he broke out. It's a person. There's a naked man out there.
It was violent.
Stop.
Well, he was scared.
What
for
do
his
you
life.
Do? Wait, because there's got to be moments like that. What do you do? Does security pop in?
Well, we're like, don't run toward the guy. Like when you pop out of the box, run the other way. Don't run toward him. If you run toward him, he's he's about to be killed by the Raven Man. What do? You pick up a stanchion and clobber the Raven Man. That's what I've always learned.
Of course.
Hit him in the nose, and the Raven Man will run away. We've all
tickle him.
We've all been through that course.
Oh,
Tickle the Raven Man?
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I do.
That sounds like a novel.
Tickle
the Raven Man. Let's write it. So the other guy who had come to work that night with like dress shoes was working with me. And when the Raven Man popped out, he shrieked like in a big dude. It was funny as hell. Shrieked, but ran, just bolted out into the.
Was it his first day?
2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Running in the parking lot across the pavement. In the darkness at 2 a.m. and like I'm like he's gonna slip with his shoes and fall and hurt himself. I'm like, this is dangerous, and I pulled the plug. I'm like, we did it 3 times, and I'm like, it's getting progressively
worse,
closer to we're
die.
Very lucky something didn't happen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we have to stop. And then the producers were like, come on,
They're
and
like,
I'm like,
come on. Nobody died yet.
Yeah. Other ones, I don't mind freaking someone out, but that one was just getting
that
too physically violent.
So
I pulled the plug.
Okay, so what's your favorite episode, or not episode, favorite segment within an episode?
I think my favorite when the dude turned to stone at a church was amazing.
Oh no. And
we found like this cursed
relic
in a church, and the guy, like everything I was touching with the relic turned to stone, like the rag I was cleaning with it turned to stone. And then this guy was holding it, and he was literally standing right next to this girl, and there's no way, I mean, it could have happened. She just turned her head for a second. When she turned back, he was just right there, just stone. She screamed. That was a scary one, too. That was just amazing. I love the feeling of the story. Like, and someone, you're in a church, and it's freaky, and you find a chalice, and then it turns.
Find a chalice.
You believe it. You know how it happens.
Another
one was I grew a human head plant. It was like a plant pot. It was like a pod that like grew, and it was a human head that bloomed in this pod.
All the ones you're saying I have not seen, and I'm really upset about
it. We'll send them to you.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Because I'm your best friend now.
Yeah, there was another one with a time capsule that we dug up a time capsule, and inside of it was like all of this information that the person who dug it up with me ended up believing that they wrote as a child.
No.
Yes.
They believed it?
They believed that it was from their classroom, like was digging up the time capsule, and
I started, of little Timmy.
Exactly. We started digging it up, and I was like, oh my God, I remember doing one of these time capsules in school back when I was in elementary school. I'm like, did you ever do one of those? Like, no, I don't remember. And I'm like, what school did you go to? And he's like, Northfield Elementary. I'm like, oh, okay. And we were there digging, and we're like, I just like casually started asking him questions like, what? You know, they're actually taking surveys. This is hard to explain, but like
go watch the show, guys.
Well, no, he's got the pod in his hand already, the glass time capsule we just dug up, and I'm asking him questions. I was like, the reason why we're here in the park today and we're excavating.
It's a hard word. It's okay.
Yeah, we had to. Yeah, I was because they're going to put a new monument here in the park in Chicago, and I was like, and they're actually taking. Like, requests about what figures would be kind of cool in the park, like what would be cool. And this guy was like, they should put like a jet or something, like an airplane, because they always have the air show in Chicago. It'd be really cool to have a big jet. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. So he's in the middle of like opening up this sealed pod while we're having this conversation. And lo and behold, he pulls out these papers like that look like they're from an elementary school class. And there it is, Northfield Elementary. That was his school with his name on this paper.
How'd you do that?
And then it shows.
I always wanna know the
then it's like the next picture is a crayon drawing of the two of us digging up this time capsule. And then the next page is the two of us in front of a big jet monument in that park. And it was like, that's what you just said should be in this park was a jet. Like, did you predict this as a kid? And he's like, oh my God.
Well, human psychology is crazy. Like, you can believe anything that people tell you.
I know. It's like, terrifying. Literally,
it's terrifying.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So when you told him at the end, what did he say?
That one was the one, and there's always a little deflation.
Okay.
When I tell them, because a lot of the times I'm orchestrating an amazing moment of like magical coincidence or
and
like this incredible thing.
My life is awesome. And then you're like,
yeah, so there was a real drop down when he didn't want to believe. I wish I couldn't, could have just not told him ever and be like, bye.
Have a good day.
You got to get them to sign the paper.
Okay, so your show's doing really, really well.
Yes.
For people who have not checked it out, where can they find the show? And then we're going to talk about your tour just for a little bit.
Okay. It's on True TV.
Yep.
It is called The Carbonaro Effect.
And it's on True TV a lot, by the way. So.
Yes.
So
it is.
I hope you're making that coin.
Oh man, nope. But I really just do it for the love of
Of course,
True TV,
I mean
making no, oh, I thought, money. Oh. but you can get it on iTunes. Amazon get has
Amazon.
It, right?
Where can you make the most money? Let's tell them to go.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I sell it on the corner of Fountain and Vine. Bootleg copies.
Love it. Okay, so. Next year, I'm all about putting things out into the universe. I think
next year you are?
No, it's already 2020.
I know.
And you're already on tour and you have 100 shows, so I don't want to overwork you.
Okay.
I think next year, I'm putting it out there, you're going to have a Diet Coke tour that's going to pay you $1 billion.
Wow. Thank you for putting it out
Shoot
there.
Shoot big. Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Aim big?
Shoot.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yep. Aim big, shoot pigs.
Okay. We're because aim... Oh.
Get that bacon.
Nope. Yep.
Victoria keeps trying, so let's just laugh at one of her things.
Okay. Delicious, too.
So I want to stay on track. We promise you'd be out of here by 3. Give a piece of advice to little you or somebody who is trying to follow in your footsteps. It's a hard industry. You have broken so many barriers. You've created your own lane. There's hard days. There's days people want to quit. What do you say to that person today to have them keep going? And be in your position one day.
Yeah. Stick to what you love and your gut on what it is that moves you and that you're curious about, because it starts to get like a lot of people telling you what's working and a lot of opinions coming into play. And I find that the best, most genuine stuff really is the stuff that just kind of rings in your heart that you're like, I would like to do this, or maybe I would like to do this. I think this might be neat. You've got to follow that, like follow all those leads toward it. And then the people will be like, oh yeah, that's what I meant about that thing. Like, but you can kind of get stuck getting guided from these outside voices.
Yes.
And you're kind of getting in tune with what that is that you want to be doing in there. But the greatest thing I had heard recently was like things you're curious about instead of like, what are you passionate about? It's passionate, sort of fleeting. It's like, I'm passionate about this. And then tomorrow I'm like, man, I'm so passionate about it. But like, what are you curious about? Like, you know what I'd like to see? Like, maybe it'd be kind of cool if, wouldn't it be neat? I wonder if like all those thoughts will lead you to your destiny.
Tish.
Hashtag Tish. Hashtag wait, Tish. Hashtag
I lied. I have one more question, then we're going to play an icebreaker really quick. Okay. But you can win an Oscar for special effects.
Okay.
You can win an Emmy for your show.
Mm.
Or can you get Emmys for
We
tours?
Haven't been nominated for an Emmy, and you know, I'm I think they think it's fake, but it's not fake.
You should
if they
be nominated.
Knew what
There's
we
no
were
other
doing,
show like your show.
Oh.
Don't you agree?
We had a People's Choice nomination once. Critics' Choice. It was just important to be nominated by something.
No, that's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah. So you can have, and then what do people on tour win?
Or like if you took it to Broadway, a Tony.
Oh.
Oh.
That could be fun.
Yeah.
A Broadway.
Yeah, I'm coming up with it right now.
Shut
bubbling
up.
It up. The Michael Carbonaro explains the universe. That's just how the universe works. Secret time portals.
Wait, are
and
you really
dimensions.
Doing this?
Yeah.
I love
like
this.
A big old Doug Henning kind of
no,
illusion.
No, I love this
show.
For you. I
like
love
kids
this so much.
Float and get compressed into
are
little
you
discs.
Lying?
No, these are my dreams.
Oh my God, I'm so happy you're doing this.
Yeah, and I'm gonna wear a rainbow leotard. No, maybe the new wave
I got
rainbow
so
leotard.
Excited, and he just
something like that though.
Okay, so what are you gonna take a Tony?
Uh huh.
For your show.
Uh huh.
An Emmy for your show. Oh my
for
God,
the TV
you have
show,
so
right?
many shows, and then. Oscar for special effects. That's really hard because
hard.
They're all really special.
I would go for the Tony because
I would go for the Tony.
You know,
too.
Like if there's anything I know I am, if it's like special effects artist, magician,
like
actor,
heart.
Comedian, what is it?
Right?
It is entertainer. The tour show is so much fun. It's great. You come see me do the stuff that I do on the TV show, really happening live. I think the biggest fans of the show who watch the TV show are like, but can he really do things like that if I was really there? And boom, I do.
So I know that you call people up on stage during your show. How do you pick who you're going to pick? How do you pick who
I
you're going to
bring people up?
Pick.
Yeah, it be my because it's like the TV show. It's got that improvisational fun and you never know exactly where it's going to go when you have someone from the audience. But there's like it's almost like a little instant casting session because there's like different tricks that different people work better for. Like I'm always picking like a kid for this one, an adult guy for this one, and a lady for this one, and you know.
But how does that work? Do you pick real time?
Yeah, I
really?
Do. I pick real
what
time.
If you get some like
it happens,
crazy?
But that's part of it, you know. Sometimes you get someone who's a dud, so mm-hmm. to speak,
and they're like not engaging,
right?
And...
You know, but I have really good luck, and I have pretty good like instincts, you
energy,
can kind of feel
like
it
you can.
I walk
someone's...
right out there into the crowd, and I'll walk amongst them, and I'll just feel it. And yeah. sometimes that person can come up, and then they get. Petrified and then that can
yeah.
you know but even like if I bring up kids there's this one segment where I bring up two kids and if they like freeze up that can be really funny too because it's just
like, they're just like
yeah and everyone's laughing at that you know
there guys you. He calls people up on stage you can touch him you can smell yep. his musk
oh my god that's one of the that's an upgraded ticket right there
the
touch,
musk
touch and musk sniffing segment
I so, would go see you live I mean some of the stuff I was
mean
watching
would?
I will
there you go
when will you be in LA for all the locals
March 19th at Dynasty Typewriter.
Yep. That is so soon.
Yeah.
How many shows do you have lined up? A lot.
I just, like, this tour was like 100. This leg of the tour was like 100 gigs. And
when do you sleep?
Well, it's a really
oh,
great.
Oh, I know. Do you drink Diet Coke? Just stay awake.
I actually have Diet Coke in my show right now. I do. I'm telling you, my live tour right now has Diet Coke. Trick
Wait,
in
I
it.
Thought you were joking.
I'm not joking. That's a. I swear.
Okay, so
and
you're...
it's my favorite new trick in the show.
Hold
too.
On. You have after all this Diet Coke talk and hashtag Spawn.
I've been trying to tell you.
You actually have a Diet Coke.
I have a Diet Coke bit in the show.
Does he really?
No.
Okay, manager has confirmed.
I was thinking
Kyle
of
Thomas
changing.
Has confirmed.
So I don't know. Maybe Diet Coke should call.
Cause... Oh my God, Diet Coke, call him.
Just call me. Hello, this is Diet Coke. Hello, Diet Coke.
They actually call, even though this is recorded. Okay, so where can people get tickets to your show?
MichaelCarbonaro.com.
Oh.
Spelled just like it sounds.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and Ticketmaster has tons of the tour, but the tour is really, you could find it on MichaelCarbonaro.com. And all my web stuff, which I'm like at Carbonaro on Twitter and at Carbonaro on Instagram. You can go to my bio and click right into
Love
my
it.
Site.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
All right, guys, we're going to take an exclusive but refreshing break with Diet Coke. And when I say break, I mean we are literally going to break into Michael Carbonaro's phone.
Oh.
How does that sound?
Great. I've got some pictures to delete, if you'll excuse me.
Well, you're going to be really mad at me. Last place you ordered from on Postmates.
I did it like last week. I think it was the Pressed Juicery.
Oh, what'd you order?
I ordered a three-day juice cleanse. I did 3-day greens juice cleanse last week.
Why are you doing that?
Because I was like off the gym thing.
You look great.
Thank you. Thank you. But it's just been a struggle.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
You're healthy.
Well, yeah, it looks like I am.
You are.
Yeah, but that's because we didn't go into like Yelp.
Okay, last missed call, aka who you sent a voicemail. Oh. Kyle Thomas.
Shit. Mom.
No!
No, but that one I did miss. That was a genuine miss.
I bet it was.
That was a genuine miss.
No.
There's a bunch of numbers I don't know that
they're
I
all, there's a lot of red over there.
I know. I'm getting a lot of like calls from my hometown, Long Island, and they don't leave messages.
That's weird.
It is.
Okay, last song you played on your phone.
Okay. Oh, boy. Oh, God. Dream Warriors by Dokken from Nightmare on Elm Street 3. But before that was Billie Eilish, so that's pretty hip, you know.
White shirt, now red, my bloody nose.
Listen, you want to hear? I'm just going to list this. This is my playlist. This was a jogging playlist. Hazard by Richard Marx. Californication by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Midnight Train to Georgia.
Oh, that midnight train to Georgia.
Oh, my God.
Bury a Friend and then Dream Warriors. That was my run. So weird. It was great, but it goes all over the place. So you don't get like, all right, enough Billie Eilish running, you know, Eilish.
First person in your favorites.
First person in my favorites.
Better be the hubby.
First of all, the first person in my favorites is Matt Schick, who is my like co-creative partner.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But, and I'll say that the first person in your favorites isn't kind of the easiest one to call. Sort of in the middle is the. Do you know that? You know, like you go to favorites, it's like sometimes you have to scroll
up. Oh, yeah,
it's
right in the middle. Your
one.
Finger doesn't have
so
to do anything.
The middle one, I've got Mom and Amelia Zirin Brown.
Okay, cool. Okay. Last person you texted, what did you say?
Okay, I said, it says F me. But it was about something else.
Okay.
Like I made a mistake. It was like, oh, F me. Was the last text.
Okay, most recent incoming DM.
My friend Chad Sanborn, who works on the show, sent me a video of a snake attacking a little kitten, right? Now, but what happens? I know.
I'm an animal lover.
Me too. And a kitten lover, kitten crazy. And then all of a sudden the kitten's face opens up and it's this weird like giant mouth. And you realize that both the snake and the kitten are actually hand painted like art. It's two human hands. See? Yep.
That's good.
It's called happy ending.
Your Uber rating, which by the way is very shocking.
Oh, okay.
Wait, it's
right there. 4.83.
That's really good.
Thank you.
That's really good.
I wonder what I got points off for.
Okay, last question. I'll stop torturing you. Most embarrassing app on your phone.
I have this relaxed yoga app. You make your own yoga music. I don't do yoga, but you can kind of build little soundscapes. Like, you like add bubbling water with the sound of a wind chime.
And you mix them up yourself.
Because that's the world we live in now. You're like, I'm going to control exactly how the relaxation comes to me.
Well, guys, I don't know where to go from here.
You can only go up.
Always. It was so fun having you on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for stopping by. When your show goes to Broadway, your ass is coming back.
All right. Oh.
I'm dragging it back.
Oh, to do the show.
It's
I thought you were going to like, I'm getting you out of there. If you get to Broadway, I'm taking you down.
You're coming back. First show ever.
In that train to Georgia.
Yeah, but you definitely have to come back. I know you have so many great things in the works, and you're such an inspiration to so many people. I think you're going to do big, big things. And I'm also a psychic, so let me confirm. Yup.
Me too. Wait. Three of Diamonds. Were you just thinking of the Three of Diamonds?
Yes.
Oh my God. Radio magic.
Guys. So don't forget to check out all of Michael's stuff. It's all on his website. You can buy the tickets there. You can watch his show on iTunes.
True TV,
Amazon. Obviously. Amazon. Do it. Watch it 100 times. Great.
Yep.
Great content, guys. All right. Toodaloo. That's all I got.
Meow.
All right. Meow. Did you meow or rare?
A little of both.
Behind the Influence is a production of iHeartRadio and TDC Media.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.